And now this is a dictation for Mary Ramirez, R-A-M-I-R-E-Z, May 5, 42. Address Salete, Dr. Sarve Pali, Masonic Home, 466-3008. Dear Prakash, follow-up for Mrs. Ramirez, comes accompanied with brother Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, underlying history of chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in July, severe dementia and psychiatry issues, complaining of abdominal pain, which is chronic. She's very centered about that. Apparently no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. There is constipation without bleeding. Brother believes there is hemorrhoids and sometimes shows blood. Her weight is stable as well as normal albumin. She says to be eating well, comes in a wheelchair. Denies having chest pain, palpitation, or dyspnea. Complaining of dry mouth all the time. Medication list review. I will highlight medications for dementia, insulin, takes no blood pressure medicines. Today, blood pressure 116/74. Speech is normal, no respiratory distress. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia. Abdomen is not distended. No gross rebound guarding. Normal bowel sounds, no gross edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from January. Mild anemia, 11.1. Creatinine is stable at 1.44, representing a GFR 36, stage 3B. Normal electrolytes, mild metabolic acidosis, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. PTH not elevated, TSH was normal, A1C at 7.8, next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. No need for EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders, no need to change diet or medications for potassium acid base. Blood pressure is stable. No evidence of secondary hyperparathyroidism. Anemia needs iron levels recheck. She needs to follow with yourself about this in a specific abdominal pain. I didn't see any evidence for acute abdomen. Police should discuss with the patient and brother, enter dictation.